When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these elapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves washing against you, it is apparent that for the time being, you are one of us, a traveler visiting us from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale of prowess. If you walk along the riverbed south of Green Peak Mountain, you might not notice anything unusual. The rocky shores are nondescript, the water flowing rapidly and drowning out the noises of the surrounding forest. Where there should be birds and bugs chirping and leaves rustling, there's only water. Roaring and rushing. It's almost a lullaby, beckoning you to sit down for a while and rest, to have a drink and be at peace. Of course, nobody would drink natural water anymore, unless they knew they were immune. But the idea was still nice. If you decided to sit down and relax a while, you might start to notice small piles of rocks scattered along the riverbed. Some only contain two or three rocks, while others had 10, 11, 12, maybe more. Each pile was several feet away from the next, on alternating sides of the river. As you sat next to the riverbed, you might start to realize that the sound of the river was almost too loud for how much water ran next to you. This was a river you could cross by foot. The water landing between your knees and hips, depending on your height. But the noise was deafening. So loud that if it wasn't so calming, it might hurt to listen to. you might start to become unsettled, sitting next to the riverbed, realizing you weren't able to be completely aware of your surroundings over the noise. You might realize you would never be able to hear if a wild animal was about to attack you, or if someone nearby was watching you from afar. And someone is watching you. You wouldn't hear them coming as they snuck behind you with sharpened blades, slicing your pack from off your shoulder. You would only know they were there as they began grabbing at your pockets and anything you had nearby, taking anything and everything they could get their hands on. You would be relieved as you ran away to leave with your life, unsure if they would have killed you if you weren't fast enough. And as you leave the riverbed behind you, you won't see the child who robbed you add another rock to one of the piles, building up their score in the hidden village's long running game. And thus concludes this week's Tale of Prowess. Thank you for joining us, and have a safe journey, traveler. This week's tale was written and produced by Rachel Leota, with a theme composed by Abigail Hines.